What's up, everybody? Thank you for clicking on this video. My name is Adam from Heroes for Sale. Today, we're going to be talking about some hockey cards and some of the changes that Upper Deck has announced they're going to be making to their upcoming set, and if I think it's a good or a bad thing for the hobby. Make sure you leave your thoughts in the comments. Like the video if you enjoyed. And if you're new, please hit the subscribe button. I would greatly appreciate it. Let's get right into the video. 2023 Series 1 has been announced for Upper Deck, which means the new Young Guns design announced. I think it's a fine design. I think it's a little bit, let me compare it to this year. I think I like this year's a little bit more than this one. I'm wondering what the reason was for this kind of style design. I don't exactly know. But the big thing that they've changed in this product, let me scroll down to the box configurations. And I'll scroll down to the box configurations for 2022. So the big change is going to be that 2023, which this comes out in November, it's going to be 12 cards per box, 12 cards per pack and 12 packs per box. Last year it was 8 cards per packs and 24 cards per box. So this total comes out to about 190 cards. This only comes out to about 145 cards. I don't like that. I'm going to be completely honest here. I think it's we have a Connor Bedard, I believe is his name. He is like the next coming of, if you listen to anybody within the hockey world, he's basically the next coming of like Sidney Crosby, the next coming of like Connor McDavid. He's the next big guy up. And I do need to look into this a little bit more, and I haven't seen anything necessarily about pricing. So if they bring the pricing down for these boxes, that's okay. But at the same time, you know, the timing of this is, I don't really like the timing because, like I said, Connor Bedard, if you listen to anybody within the hockey card world, or not even hockey card world, anybody within the hockey world, they're going to tell you that this kid is the next player that's going to be the next superstar of the league, which, you know, granted, we hear this every few years with players. I mean, Connor McDavid was probably the last big name that we heard this with. Auston Matthews, maybe you could say. McKinnon, I know there is a defenseman on Colorado. I think it's Marker, I think is his name. He's like the next big prospect for, well, not even a prospect actually anymore. He's been in the league for a couple of years, but he's like the next big defensive prospect. This Connor Bedard player is a player from Canada who's playing in juniors right now, who is, everyone's saying by far and away, is easily going to be the number one pick. And, you know, I guess I understand that these, you know, these decisions are not made necessarily on a year-to-year basis. I would guess that the configurations of these boxes are probably, they're probably more looked at as like a 5-year window. So like, or I don't know. I'm sort of, I don't know this. I'm just kind of speculating a little bit here, to be completely honest. But like, I don't like the fact that, you know, the next player who's supposed to be the next Connor McDavid comes into the league and they drop the amount of cards within a box by 50. So it's going to make it harder to find those cards. It's going, and I guarantee also that the print run is going to go up too. So like, it's not like they're dropping the amount of cards you're getting per box, but they're keeping the print run the same. That doesn't make any sense right now. If you're a sports card producer, like that just doesn't make much sense. I don't know if it's maybe something that they're looking at and they're saying, well, you know, Fanatics is going to come in, so we need to figure out a way to make the most amount of money we can on these boxes. But like another thing within boxes is like all the boxes are basically, for the most part, they're basically all pre-sold. So it's like, you know, Panini and Topps and Upper Deck, they're getting all the money for the boxes basically up front because the distributors, the breakers, companies like, you know, Target and Walmart, they're paying for the boxes up front and then they're selling them. So it's not like they're going to be maybe making more money. Like maybe they looked at it and they said, well, we can produce more boxes with less cards in them. Even if they were to say, we'll keep the print run the same, they are producing more boxes. So like if the price of these boxes are the same, like I had someone reach out to me, on Instagram to kind of let me know that this was going on, which I thought I really appreciated that. David, Keppel, he reached out to me and said that he's been like a long time breaker, or not breaker, but he opens a lot of sports card. He opens a lot of hockey sports cards. And he was saying that the prices for, he was buying hobby boxes of Upper Deck Flagship around $80 at his LCS. And you could get them for 70 to 75 per case. Series one from last year was around 100 at his LCS, and then series two pre-order, which I think series two had new rookies in it, which is maybe why the price went up. I don't know. It's not nearly as good of a young gun checklist series two either. So I'm not sure. So he said he's not sure where the 20% came from. Basically, they're playing with a tried and trusted formula. The product manager is even concerned kids are going to the LCS and not being able to buy these hobby boxes. You know, they're not going to be able to buy a pack of Upper Deck Flagship for $10. Essentially, he's saying also that they were changing the configurations of some of the numbered cards within the box too, which then probably means they're able to produce more and put less in the box. It's all just, it just doesn't make much sense to me. And boxes of sports cards, I feel like, are how 90% of the hobby gets back into cards. So if they're just changing the way that these cards are in the market, I don't really like that they're doing that, especially, like I said, the timing of this is horrible. The timing of the reducing of the amount of cards you can get in a box is not very smart. Well, it's smart from a business perspective. It's not smart for the collector. So, you know, I don't know. Let me see if I can find, like, because I don't even know where they necessarily changed. See also series one from 2021. I'm looking at the configurations of that box. Let me see if I can find it as I'm scrolling. 8 cards, 24 packs. Yep, so that was the same. So 2021 was the same, 8 cards, 24 packs. I also just like that there are a lot of packs in boxes. Like, I don't understand why they have to reduce the amount of packs. Putting more cards in the packs, I don't think is the correct move here, in my opinion. Yep, 2020, still the same, 8 cards, 24 packs. I think especially with a flagship product like this, there should be more boxes, or there should be more packs within the box. You shouldn't be limiting the amount of cards that people can get. 2019, still the same, 8, 24. So, I mean, we're going back. This is something that's, it looks like it's been this way for, I mean, at least since 2019. I don't know how much farther back I'm going to go. I'm probably going to end it there with going back and looking at the different boxes. But, like, they're same amount of boxes in the case. So I don't know if that means that they're producing more cases, less cards in the packs. I don't love that. More cards in the packs. I don't love that either. Cause I mean, I think it just makes it so that way the packs are going to be more individually more expensive, because there's more cards in them. So like, somebody who is running a business is going to say, well, if there's more cards in the packs, then I'm going to have to charge more maybe. But like, I think with a flagship product like Series One, I get that the upper deck two, especially the Young Guns, I think has the rookie card process maybe better than any other company within the industry, in my opinion. So like the fact that they're changing the product like this, and I know that Topps has sort of done this in the past as well, so maybe they're looking at a trend that Topps is doing, but I don't think that the Topps flagship rookie and the Upper Deck Young Guns rookie, like, if I'm comparing the two, I'm definitely looking at the Upper Deck Young Guns rookie as at a way higher prestige, in my opinion, than the flagship rookie. Because I think when you look at rookie cards for hockey, and this may be coming from a little bit more of a novice, like, you know, I'm not diving into checklists of hockey rookies all that often, to be honest. I'm looking at when the flagship products are releasing, and I'm looking at some of the rookies and the design. But I would rank the Upper Deck Young Gun rookie over some of the flagship rookies. So like, when it comes to hockey cards, like, I feel like that Young Gun rookie has way more of a, it's way more prestigious than maybe some of the other rookies that are coming throughout Upper Deck products. Not the same way with flagship. I feel like with Tops in baseball, there's probably like within each year's product, I'd say there's upwards of 10 rookies that are kind of like chase rookies. Maybe not 10. Maybe it's like, you know, probably like Tops Living, I'd say, is one. Maybe that's not coming in a pack, but either way, flagship, Topps Chrome. I think Allen and Ginter, Heritage, Gypsy Queen maybe was one you were looking at. Topps Finest, I think, was one. Bowman's Best, maybe. Bowman Chrome, I think, are some of the rookies. So I don't know. I'm not sure what Upper Deck is doing. I'm not sure if the product is in production. Like, it comes out in November. So I guess at this point, I don't know if like they can really go back and change the configuration of the boxes. Like, but I mean, I'm hoping that maybe that they're going to come out and say that they're changing it. I don't know if they probably aren't, because if they're coming out with the information now, that means that companies are probably getting the information. They're getting all the configuration sheets and all that kind of stuff. So down the road, I don't know, Upper Deck. I think they made a mistake here. I hope maybe next year after this, they change back. But like I said, they're sort of picking a really, they're picking a good time for business, but a bad time for collectors to reduce the amount of cards you're getting in a box because of the Connor Bedard. I think, or Bernard, I forget exactly if it's Bernard or Bedard, but like he's going to be the next, you know, he's going to be the number one pick on the upcoming draft. He's going to be the next guy that's coming up. So you know, unfortunately, I think Upper Deck made a business decision here. And I don't think it is, I don't think it's good for collectors, to be completely honest. Hey, if you're enjoying the podcast, make sure you go check out the YouTube page at Heroes for Sale. That's where a lot of these episodes are coming from. Make sure you go over there and hit subscribe if you want to see what I'm talking about on these podcast episodes before this episode releases.